Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio. That's 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
Yeah, absolutely. Let those emails keep coming in. We'll try to answer some of them today during the show. And again, even if you don't want to send us an email, still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com where you could listen to all of our past shows. We're going to spend lots of time today talking about signing up for our free seminars. That schedule is out. You can also see the great new video that we put up that shows what the seminars are all about. You can see who the show sponsors are and link to their websites. You can link to our Facebook page, our brand new condo and HOA blog at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, what's the rules about making rules? You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements about the show. And last week we put up a presentation that I was making to a subcommittee of the Florida House of Representatives asking for HOA reform for everybody that lives in an HOA throughout the state. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, last show we spoke about an HOA in Broward County that prevents kids from playing in the streets.
Yeah, not too popular, that HOA these days, let me tell you.
Using chalk on the sidewalk.
Right.
Whether or not the board can stop the residents from meeting with the manager, whether or not the board can borrow money from a bank like $1 million. And we had Raphael Aquino from Affinity Management Services in the studio helping us answering all of the calls from our listeners.
Yeah, thanks again to Raphael Aquino from Affinity for coming in and joining us last week, helping us to answer everybody's questions. But today, Karen, it's all about education.
Woo-hoo!
And I am proud to start the show today by telling our listeners that everything is now in place for really a fantastic event that we've put together for Sunday, May 5th. Again, Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. And it's the Condo Craze live radio show and day of education. And I can tell you, we really put together something unique. It's definitely going to be a lot of fun. And let's quickly run through what a breakdown of the events that we're going to be shaping up for that day. Again, this is May 5th, and the events really start early. And I have to tell you, we have to start early this time to really fit everything into place in one day because we are really cramming a lot into one very, very unique day. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's when registration is going to start. That's going to run from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be check-in, registration, and a breakfast buffet to everybody who shows up. That's, of course, free of charge. Starting at 9 o'clock sharp, I'm going to teach the Condo Craze Board Member Certification course in the main ballroom. And I assembled really a great panel to help us that day.
Yes, you have.
And not only our community association manager is going to be on the panel, but Jan Bergman is going to be taking the drive down from Cyber Citizens for Justice. He'll be on the panel as well. We're trying to get members from the DBPR to sit on the panel. And in addition to that, if you've already taken the course, don't worry about it because there's going to be lots of other courses going on all morning and all afternoon too. And let's run through some of the courses that's going to be offered. Affinity Management Services, they're going to be teaching everything you need to know about elections and recalls. Associate Management, they're going to be teaching the top five things managers wish board members knew. Alpha Security is going to be teaching protecting your community, hiring a security company, and implementing surveillance cameras, all made simple for the board. Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg, our accounting firm sponsor, they're going to be teaching knowing what's really going on with the finances in your community. I like that.
Me too.
Mac and Waltz is going to be teaching inside Florida's property and casualty industry. Service Master is going to be teaching disaster preparedness 101, what to do in case of an emergency if you have water damage, fire damage, mold, and more. Best Roofing is going to be a course, is going to be teaching a roofing course called Roofing 101. And I can tell you, Brian and I taught, actually took this course, and it's taught by Best Roofing's owner, Greg Wallach, who's been on the show. And Greg really teaches a great course. He actually shows you the various materials that are used in making the roof, how they're built, how to extend the life of your roof, what to look for in terms of warranties and more, and really how to extend the life of your roof. It's a great course, and I recommend it highly. Elcon Electric is going to be teaching a course on how to save money on your electric bill, what type of appliances are out there to help. Driveway Maintenance is going to be teaching Asphalt 101, basically how to properly repair and replace all the pavement and driveways in your community. So there's going to be lots going on throughout the day.
Yes, and so we're not only teaching you the law, but we're also teaching you how to take care of your association property.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, and it does sound like it's going to be a lot of fun, Eric. But I'll tell you what, the real fun starts at noon, you know, because that's when the pressure's on. We're going to do the show live in front of everybody that's there. So we need to pick a topic for the show that day that will get the audience talking and, you know, talking and talking and talking enough so as to...
I'll be drumming them up with a wireless mic. Let's stick with what got us here. How about why can't we be friends?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be the perfect choice for the show, for the topic on the show that day, Karen. And let's pack the place with board members and unit owners, and let's talk about why there's so much dissension in so many of our community associations. Let's talk about why board members decide to run for the board year after year, despite the fact that they all know it to be a thankless job. Let's hear from unit owners about what makes them upset and have them present some solutions as well. And, of course, let's talk about the laws that we should be demanding from our legislature that would make all of our associations a more happier place to live. As a matter of fact, let's try to get some legislators in attendance that day. We'll be working on that as well.
Oh, yeah,
that's great, Eric. And there, you know, there's no question that there's a million courses that everyone can take. But you know what gets people, you know, through the doors? Yeah, you know, the same thing that gets me through. The same thing that used to get me through the doors. Free food.
Free food, absolutely. Like I said, Scott, everybody that shows up at 8 o'clock, you get a breakfast buffet. You know, but wait, we are not done, because after the radio show, we're going to also give you a free buffet lunch
as
well.
Holy moly.
And if you missed any of the classes that were offered in the morning, again, don't worry. All those classes are going to be running all afternoon long. It's a complete day of certification, live radio shows, great meals, education, and a lot more. Should be a great time.
Yeah, well, you know what, Eric? It would be really nice if our firm was making some money off of this, so are we?
Yeah, not a dime, Scott. I got to tell you, because we have such fantastic sponsors that appreciate what we do here. Each Sunday, along with our firm, Glazer & Associates, this event is going to be free to everybody that attends. And not only that, rest assured, many of our attendees, you're going to walk away with lots of door prizes as well. Should be great.
Yeah, but you know, all these people that are coming in, they at least have to, you know, sign with our firm, right?
No long-term contracts, no nothing like that. No catch, no gimmicks. Just come and enjoy all the events. But we will request one thing of people that show up. During that radio show, we want to hear from you when you're in the audience. Just don't come and sit around listening to the show. We want lots of active participation.
All right. And so how does everyone register for this amazing event?
All right. It actually started up this morning. The screen is now live. We can actually have people start signing up for this event. Again, from May 5th, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com and fill out the form. That's it. Brian will let you know that you're registered. But I can tell you this, we expect, quite frankly, an amazing turnout. So register early so there's no chance of getting shut out. We certainly anticipate that it may not be impossible to accommodate everybody who wants to show up for the radio show. So please, if you do want to show up for the radio show live, do so well in advance. And by the way, board members, come for the day with your community association manager. Because all licensed community association managers, you get free continuing education credits throughout the day.
All right, but even before the Hard Rock event, we'll also be in two other locations coming up soon, right?
Yeah, that's right, Karen. On March 23rd, that's only 2 weeks away, we're going to be in beautiful Bonita Springs at the Hyatt Regency at 10 o'clock in the morning. With lots of our sponsors teaching the Condo Craze board member certification course as well. And then on April 18th, we're going to be in Tampa at the Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo. So, as you can tell, that Condo Craze van is going to be tacking on the miles.
You're going to be burning the rubber.
Yeah, again, Just to register for any of these courses really around the state, just go to condocrazenhoas.com. Or you can call our office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. For the live radio show, though, go to the main webpage, and you'll see a link for it on top. Special registration for that one. How about on that note, we go to Mary in Jupiter. How are you, Mary?
Fine. Good morning. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing.
Our HOA documents state that each resident shall be limited to 3 pets, but no more than 2 dogs. And some of our owners have started a petition to not allow renters to have dogs because there's been a problem with the renters not picking up. Is there a court case that is now allowing the communities to treat renters with pets or just dogs differently?
Oh, yes.
And can this be done only by amending the documents with approval by a certain percentage of the members?
There is an arbitration case that is applicable to condominium associations that says condo associations can allow unit owners to have pets but discriminate against renters. So, yes, there is, in fact, a case that actually says so. And what you can do is, if you'd like to call our office tomorrow at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, I will be glad to have that case emailed to you. Okay, but yes,
okay.
Renters can in fact be discriminated against when it comes to pets. Absolutely.
But if you already have it in your documents that allows it, you have to go through the action of amending.
Okay. Let's say this. Let's clarify that. If there's already something in your documents that allow renters to have pets, then yes, the only way to get around that would be to amend your documents. But where it was silent as to renters, yes, the board by rule can discriminate against renters. But if the documents already allow renters to have pets, the only way...
Well, it just says each residence shall be allowed.
Yeah, well...
Residence or renter. Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. If the unit owner doesn't vote, a particular unit owner doesn't vote in favor of passing that rule, even if the rule passes by a majority of the unit... Yeah, oh, absolutely.
What, for pets?
Yeah,
for pets,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. That unit will have the same rights as it always had, even if the violation passes until that dog moves or dies.
Oh, I understand. Well, while the dog
right.
is still there. Yeah, for a dog that already exists, absolutely. That's why, and we didn't know where you headed, Scott. Yeah, but for a dog that already exists, you're not going to be able to just kick that dog out. Correct. Okay?
All right, Mary.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the
call.
Thank you.
You
got it. Let's do this. Let's take our first break, and obviously we are focused a lot on education today. So when we get back, I want to share with our listeners what our blog readers think about mandatory education for board members. Of course, we're going to answer some emails, and we'll answer all of your calls about condos and HOAs. Just give us a ring here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, MackInsurance.com, or call Brandon Levy at 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
Yeah, and even if you want to be an exhibitor at our May 5th live radio show and day of education at the Hard Rock event, just give us a call, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and you can see what we can do for you. How about on that note, we go to Sean in Coral Springs. How are you, Sean?
Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Our pleasure. How are you?
Very good. I live in a 76-door association, and our management company quit approximately 8 months ago, and more or less because they were sick of the way the board was running the community. And the bottom line is we have passed the time that we were supposed to elect new board members, and the board, the existing board, just refuses to have a meeting to elect new board members. There are five members, and two basically run the community.
Okay, are you talking about an HOA or a condominium?
Homeowners Association, HOA.
Okay, so immediately what comes to mind, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they have nobody to help, nobody to complain to. Although, potentially here, this has to do with elections and recalls, so we may be able to start this case by filing an arbitration action in Tallahassee, forcing the association to have a new election. But yes, sitting back and doing nothing while the same board obviously, you know, is running the place into the ground by having management companies quit. You know, I got to tell you, management companies will normally hang in there and you know, and do the best that they can to try to get, you know, a difficult board into shape.
Yeah, I'm going to bet they weren't getting paid.
Yeah, right. Could be that they're not getting paid. But even the ones that, you know, that are reputable, quite frankly, they will walk away from even a paying client if the board is simply out of control. And it seems like that's what's going on here. So you're faced with the choice, Sean, of letting this continue or perhaps getting some owners together and filing a lawsuit or an arbitration action against the association, requiring them to conduct their election in accordance with your own bylaws. That's how you want to go. And that's how you have to go.
I appreciate you taking this.
Yeah, no problem. Give
okay,
us a call.
Yes.
It's something we can certainly help you with. 855, the number 4, Condo Chris. Okay? Thanks for the call, Sean. Next, how about we go to, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. The guy from ESPN does that, right? Scott, what's his name?
I think it's Chris Berman.
Chris Berman, there you go. All right, Lucille in West Palm.
Okay, thank you very much for taking my call. Quick question about the leasing of a single-family homeowner association type unit. We have approximately 100-unit association, and currently under our documents, one may lease their unit for a minimum of 12 months, and there's no limitation on the number of units which can be leased. In other words, each homeowner could lease his unit if he wanted to right now. However, the board is now considering limiting or reducing it to a percentage only of that 100 units that could be leased.
Yeah.
And they think that they can have this by election 51% passed and amend the document so that there could be this reduction. And my thought is, because there's another portion of the document says no amendment to these documents can be passed that would infringe on your property right.
Okay.
The rights that you currently have. Would that be then an infringement on the property right? And secondly, is there any law now within the state of Florida that would, you know, directs them to, allows them to spend some change in the law?
Okay, Lucille, you asked a lot, so let me try to answer your question as best as I can. There's a there's a really important case that was decided by the Florida Supreme Court, I'm going to say about 10 years ago now, and it's called the Woodside versus Jaron case. What does the Woodside versus Jaron case say? A guy on the west coast of Florida was leasing his condominium unit out for 18 years in a row. And after 18 years in a row, the members of the community got together and they amended their documents and basically deprived him of the right to rent his unit now going forward. He claimed, wait a minute, you're taking away a valuable property right from me. I've always used this as basically an investment property. I've always rented it out for 18 years. You can't do this to me. Well, the case, the lower courts actually agreed with him, but then the case wound its way up to the Florida Supreme Court, and the Florida Supreme Court says, you know what? If you get 75% of the members in a condo to agree on anything, then we're not going to take that right away from them to govern the affairs of their own community. If they don't want renting in the community, that's fine. The only types of amendments that we're not going to allow in a condo community are things that
are basically violate your constitutional rights and some other minor exceptions. But here, your case is basically exactly the same thing as the Woodside case. So the answer is yes, the board absolutely would be able to prohibit leasing or limit the amount of leasing in the community only if, however, the unit owners get together and actually amend the governing documents. They can't do it by simply a board-made rule.
And what happens to the people that vote against the amendment?
Yeah, that's right. And because of that new change in the statute, Justice Keynes of the Florida Supreme Court urged the Florida legislature to do something about this because it's not fair to someone like Mr. Jaron, who was renting his unit for 18 years. So the Florida legislature passed a law that said, okay, even if you have this vote and you prevent people from renting their units, it does not apply to anybody who does not specifically vote in favor of that amendment. Okay?
So, oh, is that a specific? That's a specific law.
Yeah, that's a specific law. Correct. Now, that statute unfortunately does not exist for the HOA setting.
Of course not.
Yeah, but it does exist in the condo setting.
Yeah, but the court opinion is going to be compelling for an HOA as well.
Yeah.
So, good luck.
Yeah, but yeah, it can. So
it is not a property right to lease your unit.
Well, it most certainly is.
It is, but it's a right that can be taken away from you by amendment. That's the point. That's the
by amendment.
Yeah, that's.
And it won't require 100%. It can be hit less than that.
Whatever your governing documents say, the magic number is for amending your documents. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucille. Dennis and Jim, we actually see you there, but it's time to go to our bottom of the hour break.
I think we should make it clear to everybody that while it is a property right, you basically contracted that right away when you took a unit in a community association.
Absolutely.
And you agreed that the documents could be amended.
Absolutely. We spoke about that last week. When you move into a community, you give up certain rights. The right to rent may, in fact, be one of them. All right. So, Dennis and Jim, just hang in there. We'll be back right after our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Tired of having your security company literally fall asleep on the job? Upset that your current security company only reacts after a crisis but fails to prevent it from happening in the first place? At Alpha Security Services, we want Florida community associations to know that not all security companies are the same. We're the ones with more than 30 years of combined military and law enforcement experience. We demand an interactive approach from our security personnel and expect them not just to watch traffic come in and out of your property, but to also get out from behind the booth and patrol the community in order to keep it safe and give the owners the peace of mind they deserve. Associations today want more than just a passive approach from their security company. They want help enforcing parking restrictions, issuing violations, and even arranging for towing when the need arises. At Alpha Security Services, this is what we do. Our staff are all licensed, fingerprinted, trained, and utilize the latest in security technology to protect the associations who we work with. We even monitor your property and our personnel in real time from the most technologically advanced command and control center in the business. Bottom line, we treat your home like it's our home. Check out our website at alphasecurityservices.com or call 954-809-3333. That's 954-809-3333 for a free security analysis and quotes.
From Fort Lauderdale, using 50,000 watts of power to serve all of South Florida, we are Big Talk 850, Miami, Boca, West Palm Beach.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
HOAs here on Big Talk 850. It's our second half hour. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call and the phone lines are busy, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. Hope everyone sprang forward.
Yeah, the change in time did not screw up our listeners, that's for sure. On that note, how about we go to Dennis in Pompano. How are you, Dennis?
Hi, Eric.
Thanks for holding.
Karen, I have a question. I'm a sitting board member, and the question I really have to ask is what are the rights when a president uses association property, mailing, bulletin boards behind glass to go after another sitting board member, in my case, me? He didn't like the fact that I handed out a letter at the annual meeting recognizing one of the maintenance guys here, which had nothing to do with him, and he is now putting stuff up on the board. And are there anything on the 718, the personal attacks that prevent this type of thing happening for any board member with a president who basically just does what he wants to do?
Interesting point. Is there anything under 718 that would actually address this, Scott? Not off the top of my head can I think of anything.
I can't think of anything either.
Yeah,
Eric.
Is it a breach of fiduciary duty, however, to be using association resources to fund a personal fight that two board members are having?
Probably.
Yeah, it probably is. You guys have a management company?
No, we have we do it all ourselves, and we do have our own attorney, and I haven't spoken to him yet, but when you say fiduciary responsibility, what kind of action can another board member take to prevent this from going on, and then mailing stuff in, mailing stuff out?
Well, let's talk about handling it.
And he won't,
Yeah. Well,
okay,
no, it's all right. Rather than talk about lawsuits and rather than talk about arbitration filings, as a practical matter, how many members on your board?
Seven.
Okay. How about getting seven members of the board to sit down and have a vote as to whether or not one member on the board should be able to post things without permission of the other members?
Well, he already has them in their pocket. They're already posting stuff against him.
Oh, so it's the entire board. Well, I guess.
Four out of seven.
Four out of
so,
seven.
And he's got them, you know, where he wants them to be. So that's that.
Right.
I mean, do I have a right to post things as a board member underneath the glass, or is this just basically
I don't think a particular board member has the right to post anything. Right. I think things are done as a board. But that being said, you know, oftentimes, you know, certain members of the board, when they think they have this much power, they sometimes get a little too brave, and these slanderous or libelous accusations can actually fly. So you may want to keep an eye open for that. And then if, you know, the board crosses the line and really puts up something up there that defames you, yeah, then you may in fact be headed to court.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You got it. Wish I had, you know, something more to tell him than that, but, you know, difficult to stop when four of the seven members probably have the key to that and he doesn't.
Hey, right. It is what it is.
Exactly. All right. On that note, Jim on a mobile. How are you, Jim?
Doing good today. How are you?
Thanks for holding.
You're welcome. I got a situation here. I'll try to describe it, you know, very brief. What's going on is basically we have a commercial property and 31 units behind it, and then down further down the road, a half mile, there's the rest of the commercial property and another 31 units.
You're saying it's a commercial condominium, a commercial. When you say you have one unit and then 31 units behind it, what do you mean by that?
The 31 units behind it are individually owned.
Okay, and you have what?
But they're all a residential unit.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, in front of us is a commercial property A, and we have 31 residential units behind it,
okay,
all individually owned.
Gotcha.
Further down, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Further down the street is the rest of the commercial development with another 31 residential units individually owned behind it, but it's all one big HOA.
Okay.
Okay, the commercial and the residential HOA are one thing. The owner of the commercial properties went through foreclosure on the one in front of us on the commercial side A.
Right.
So they're out of the HOA now.
Okay.
But the owner of the rest of the residential commercial area is also the president of the HOA. His lawyer is there. His secretary is there. And it was never officially turned over to the residents or whatever,
okay,
at least from the homeowner's side.
Right.
And they said they didn't have to do that because they were some corporation or whatever. And I'm trying to look at this and say, well, look, we have nothing in common with the people a half mile down the road anymore.
Right, okay.
I
hear you loud and clear. It's a definitely complicated and not your typical type of turnover in an HOA. But the only way for me to give you an intelligent answer as to whether or not turnover should have occurred is for me to actually take a look at your governing documents. So give us a call tomorrow at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and then we can give you a more definitive answer. No way I can tell you unless I know exactly who's actually part of the HOA and who actually isn't part of the HOA. So, again, that would require actually seeing your actual documents. But thanks for the call. You know, and again, it becomes a lot more confusing in an HOA because I think I get the gist of that phone call was also that this is probably going on for a long time. And part of the bill that we filed in Tallahassee, 596, would probably put an end to this gentleman's
right.
question once and for all if we had a drop-dead time limit in there as to when a developer has to turn over control of a community. For those of you who live in a condo, turnover has to occur 7 years after that declaration is recorded in an HOA. It can go on for years and years, if not decades. And I'm sure many of you listening to the show now are dealing with just that. And if something like that does bother you where you don't get control of your HOA, again, urge your legislators, vote for Senate Bill 596. How about Bruce in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, hey, I got a problem. We have a The building has a no-dog policy.
Okay.
One of the owners brings a visitor in, a guest in, and they bring a dog, and they said it's a service dog. Are we required to let that dog in the building?
Oh, boy, I got to yield to Scott. Is the preeminent expert scholar in this
you
area.
You know, yeah.
He hates being called that, but I'm going to keep calling him that.
What kind of a service? I mean, they say it's a service dog. What?
It's really not a service dog. It's a companion dog or whatever those other things are called.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Unless they can, if it's not, if their illness or disability is not readily observable, they need to prove to you with documentation that they require this dog from a doctor. And if whatever information they give you is not believed by the board, quite frankly, I would say you would not need to let the dog in.
Yeah.
But again, this is a little bit more complicated than something I can explain in a couple of minutes over the radio.
So,
if you want to give us a call at the office, either I or Eric or someone, another attorney at our office, be happy to help you. But the fact of the matter is, it sounds like you don't believe that they're telling the truth. So probably you don't have to let it in. But in the event that they are telling the truth, you need to be prepared for the consequences of your actions.
Yeah, I can tell you this, Bruce. This is probably the hottest topic, and certainly in condominium law over the last year or so. It was a decision that came down by the 4th District Court of Appeals, which governs condominiums in Fort Lauderdale. I see you're calling from Fort Lauderdale. That basically made it a lot more difficult for someone to claim and prove the need for an emotional support animal. I mean, the court really, at least to my eyes, prevented the floodgates from being opened, and they made it a real difficult test for somebody to come forward and say, you have to let this pet in because basically I can't use the property without it. That's kind of what the plaintiffs would need to prove, and they've set up a test that makes it, at least in my eyes, very difficult for somebody to come forward and force a board in a no-pet community to allow in pets. I mean,
and this is just a visitor that they're saying for 3 weeks he's going to be a visitor.
Yeah, well, visitors, I think, again, the same rules and regulations would apply.
Yeah.
Or the same thinking would apply. Again, if you have a no-pet community, no, you don't have to let that visitor in unless, you know, they were able to prove all these things. But, you know, that being said, if you say, you're not coming in and we don't believe you, then you got to be prepared, as Scott said, for the consequences for that. Lawsuits have certainly been filed challenging a board's decision not to allow these pets in. That happens. You take that that complaint, you pass it on to your insurance carrier, and a year or two or three down the line, we find out who won. But in June last year, I can tell you, great case, very much in favor of an association's right to prevent even emotional support animals.
In June, you're that sure it's June?
June of 2012. Remember it perfectly well. The Basora case. Absolutely.
Yeah.
By Sun Harbor. Okay? Thanks for the
Thank
call,
you
Bruce.
Very much.
You got it. All right, let's go to our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
The law firm of Glazer and Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Phones have been busy all hour. If you'd like to give us a call and ask a question, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. Started the day talking about education, and a few weeks ago, we blogged about a topic that, as you know, is near and dear to my heart, and that is whether or not education should be mandatory for members that serve on condo and HOA boards in Florida. And a few years ago, the Florida legislature did pass that new law that affects board members, but it's for Florida condominium associations only, at least for now. And here's basically what the law states, and we teach this at the seminar. This Florida statute says that within 90 days after being elected or appointed to the board, each newly elected or appointed director, you have to certify in writing to the secretary of your association that you've read the association's declaration, the articles, the bylaws, the current written policies, and that you're going to work to uphold the documents and policies to the best of your ability, and that you're going to faithfully discharge your fiduciary responsibility to the association's members. That's getting certified by signing that affidavit. And again, I call this the dumb, self-serving, lazy person's affidavit. Yeah, that anyone can basically print off of the internet. And that actually gets you out of the educational requirement. And amazingly enough, if you look at what they're asking you to sign, that piece of paper that they're asking you to sign, it doesn't even require a condominium board member to actually state that they read the condo statute or even that it exists. It's actually silent on that matter. And you want to talk about embarrassing and ridiculous, you know? What do you think, Scott?
Well, thankfully, the statute gives board members an alternative and says, in lieu of this written certification, within 90 days after being elected or appointed to the board, the newly elected or appointed director may submit a certificate of having satisfactorily completed the educational curriculum administered by a division-approved condominium educator provider within 1 year before or 90 days after the date of election or appointment. In my humble opinion, this is the right way to get certified, and no self-respecting board member should take the easy way out.
Yeah, I'm with Scott on that one again. And you notice the statute was changed. So now you don't have to be a board member to actually take the course. You can get certified within 1 year of actually becoming a board member, and a lot of people actually do that. So they use it as a criteria yeah. that they have to actually run for
and,
the board.
And not the normal type of being certified that you need to be a board member.
Yeah, certifiable. You know what? Let's do Sam some justice and take his call. If Sam from Boca, how are you?
How are you? Thank you very much for taking my call. Sure, I agree with you as a licensed property manager here in the state. The sign-off is just ridiculous.
Isn't it?
I think every board member should... I'm sorry.
Isn't it insulting to the people that actually take the time out and actually attend the course?
It really is. I mean, it really is insulting. From a managerial point of view, it does no justice whatsoever. But in the same token, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years, 10 years here in Florida. When I first took the LCAM, it was 2 days, 18 hours, and the book was about 125 pages. Today, right. It's still 18 hours, but the book is almost 400 pages.
Right.
So, you know... For the property manager themselves, they also need to be a little more educated. And instead of being 2 days, maybe this class should be 4 days.
I love that. I think a lot of community association managers would agree with you. But remember what we dealt with this time last year and may even still rear its ugly head this year. There was a push by the Florida legislature last year to actually even do away with any licensing requirements for community association managers at all. So here you have someone
Correct.
Like yourself. Yeah, you actually take pride in what you do, obviously. You want the profession to get better. You want managers to actually learn more and more and more. Yet you have the Florida legislature on the other side of the fence saying, you know what, let's not have any regulation of managers at all. So, needless to
Correct.
Say, that's something we're trying hard to prevent from ever happening.
Hey, Eric, I heard when you took the bar, all they had on it was traffic law and cattle transactions.
right. Exactly. Hey, you're right. There's a lot more to learn today than there was before. Of course, Sam. No brainer.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. I just want to put that 2 cents
you
in.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I was going to say before that it's amazing how many board members come up to us after the course and they say that even though they've been on the board for years and years and years, even they say they had no idea that there was so much law to actually know. And we can't hit on every topic during the seminar, but we certainly try. But we appreciate that phone call, Sam. Thank you very much.
And why isn't the educational requirement mandatory? Why give the owners an opportunity to sign that affidavit?
I agree with you, Karen, but the thought process is, at least for now, that if you make people attend a class, they simply won't run for the board. But I got to tell you, I don't believe that for a minute.
No,
I really don't. You know,
it's free.
Of course. And people go to school for years and years to become whatever they want to become in life. You know, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on their education. So if someone wants to serve on a board, if that's what they want to do in life, you can't tell me that a free, like you say, three-hour course is somehow going to be a deterrent to them. And I got to tell you this, if it is a deterrent for you for serving on the board,
no.
then you don't belong on the board in the first place. All right. How about we take Kirk in Lauderhill?
Hi, good morning. I could keep you guys busy all morning with my questions, but I got a quick one for you right now.
You got like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
You got about 2 minutes, Kirk.
Okay, good. Okay, we had a conversation with over in our office. They said, well, we can't selectively enforce anything. If we do it to this guy, we got to do it to everybody. I said, no, you don't. And I saw a case recently that said that the judge told us that you could, a board can choose not to enforce.
No, that's,
are you familiar with
no,
that?
No, wait. That's two different things. That's two different things. When you say a board can choose, a board can choose not to enforce. I know what you're talking about. You're saying that some provisions in some governing documents, basically, it can be interpreted to kind of give the board an option as to whether or not they're going to enforce violations. That's different, Kirk, than saying if we're going to enforce it, we can only go against certain people that are breaking the rules.
Yeah, Kurt. If a board chooses to not enforce a rule, they can choose
then they
not
to enforce it to everybody.
Exactly. But if they're going to say, hey, you got to keep your doors painted red, you can't make everybody
right.
paint their door red except for the president of the board.
Right, right.
You know, that's selective enforcement.
Or you can't go, you know, if you're in an OPET community, you can't say, you can't say, okay, we're only going to sue these people for having pets. That's selective enforcement.
I understand.
Now, I'll tell you where a lot
okay,
of people...
So
I'll tell you where a lot of people oftentimes get confused, Scott. No, no problem. But just before we go off the air, one thing where people, what does confuse people, is that when you use the defense of selective enforcement, you got to compare apples with apples and oranges with oranges.
Right.
So if someone gets sued because they have a dog, they can't say as a defense, well, everybody breaks the rules here. Nobody listens to anything. That guy
has his door
green and yellow and red.
So
they're only hassling me about me breaking the rules. That you can't use as selective enforcement.
Yeah, that doesn't confuse me, Eric.
This happens with a lot of cases.
You know why? Because we had a case that we did for like 3 years that, you know, we took to the appeals court and won on.
Right. But, yeah, but you got to make sure if you're going to accuse an association of engaging in selective enforcement, you got to make sure you're accusing them of not going after people that are committing the same exact violation.
Exactly. For example, if you turn the gate behind your apartment into a swinging gate and the next door neighbor just has a lot of bird cages hanging up,
it
ain't the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That was amazing. I read that. Okay, well, listen, I just misunderstood that part, and I wanted to tell the manager, well, I read this. There was a case about it, but obviously I misunderstood what I read. And I couldn't
no big
find
deal.
It again.
Hope he straightened it out for you,
me a lot.
You got it. Kirk, thank you very much for the phone call.
That's why the Glaze gets paid.
That's right.
You know?
All right, that brings us to the end of another week here on Condo Craze and HOAs. Please don't forget to sign up for the May 5th live radio show and day of education. Do so at www.condocrazeandhoas.com. As more sponsors sign up for the event, we'll let you know who else is going to be teaching. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you again 12 o'clock next week.
All right,
take care,
you.
Everybody.